So today we're continuing in our summer rhythm, where we actually change the pace a little bit throughout the months of June, July, and August, where we actually go beyond the standard format of hearing God's word proclaimed and then simply listening. But we actually go deeper. We engage the word of God throughout the summer, where I actually take time to provide a bit of an introduction. And then we take time to sharpen one another and share how God is speaking to us and shaping us through his precious word. And really, the end goal of this time together is really just to remind us all that we are able. Each one of us can do this. We can engage the word of God. We can go deep and wide with the Bible as well. This is not something just for professionals. It's something that God invites all of us to. And the fact is that none of us are professionals. We're all learning and growing as the Holy Spirit leads us through his word.
Tenemos la oportunidad este verano de ir más profundamente en la palabra de Dios.
And so we're going to have the opportunity to do that. We've been doing that through the Psalms.
Hemos estado haciendo eso por medio de los Salmos.
And just in a moment, we're going to open up Psalm 23, and we're going to meditate and reflect on it. And again, it's an opportunity for us to be able to build each other up as we get sent out from here to live out our lives reflecting Christ and blessing those that are around us and to encourage one another. And each week, we've also had an opportunity to have a special poem or a special song to be able to realize that the Psalms are still active even here and now, today. And a couple of times, we've had poems shared, and we've also had some special songs. And today, Marcus will be leading us in a special song after we're done with our time in the Scriptures.
Después de nuestro tiempo en las Escrituras, vamos a tener una canción especial por medio de Marcus.
But let's go ahead and pray so we can prepare our hearts for this time in God's Word.
Vamos a orar juntos para preparar nuestros corazones a la Palabra de Dios.
Lord God, we thank you because you are gracious. You are kind. And Lord, you see us just as we are in our brokenness, in our giftings, in our joys, and in our challenges, God. You see us just as we are, and you continue to draw near to us.
Nos ves tal como estamos y te acercas a nosotros.
And Lord, we just pray that today you would speak to us. Speak to us by the power of your word. Speak to us in a way that is clear and in a way that is direct.
Háblanos hoy, Dios Santo, por medio de tu palabra en una manera clara y directa.
And Lord, would you just help us to focus on you. Change our thinking, Lord, that would lead to transformed living. Thank you for the gift that we have in the Psalms and in your word. It's in your precious name that we pray. Amen. So as we've been talking about together as a community, the Psalms actually invite us to refocus our thinking. That's exactly what meditation means. It just means refocused thinking.
Los Salmos nos invitan a reenfocar nuestros pensamientos.
And really, the reason for that is because refocused thinking leads to renewed living. And renewed living leads to transformation.
Los Salmos y la Palabra de Dios nos pueden guiar en la vida de transformación, nos pueden transformar.
So refocused thinking leads to renewed living, and renewed living leads to transformation. And transformation is actually the whole point of being a follower of Jesus. That's the end goal of what it means to be a follower of Christ. That we would grow, that we would mature spiritually, that we would live out our purpose in reflecting the image of Christ in our lives, in reflecting the image of Christ in our words, and in reflecting the image of Christ in our actions.
Podemos reflejar la imagen de Cristo en nuestras acciones y en nuestras vidas. So as a community, together, we're learning how to sing the Psalms, how to pray the Psalms, and how to live the Psalms. Because these are promises of God that we have access to here and now. Los Salmos nos guían en esta nueva vida con Cristo. So together as a community, as we sing, pray, and live the Psalms, we have an opportunity to connect with the heart of God and to connect with the mind of God. The Psalms actually remind us what the entire point of the Bible is, which is that. It's to connect with the living God, to draw close, as the song said that we sang earlier today. To draw close to the living God, that's what the Bible invites us into, and that's what the Psalms invite us into as well. Again, as we've been talking about the past month together, the purpose and the end goal of the Bible, or in our journey with Jesus, the end goal is not simply just more information, or to be nice religious people that come to church on Sundays. But the point and the purpose of the Bible is closeness and connection with the living God. And the Psalms open that door for many of us. The Psalms are that invitation to draw near to the heart and the mind of God. And as we draw near to God, that's what leads to transformation. Cuando nos acercamos a Dios por medio de su palabra, eso nos lleva a la transformación. So in a moment, we're going to take time to simply reflect and pray through Psalm 23, and we're going to share some of our perspectives on it as well and build each other up with it and ask ourselves very specific questions. But in the meantime, we're actually going to turn on the video, show a video clip that we've been going through together as a community this past month, helping us understand what the Psalms are and what their purpose is. So if we could get that video queued up, and after the video, we'll open up Psalm 23 so you can get that ready in your Bibles as well.
2 Samuel chapter 7, that one day a messianic king would come and establish God's kingdom over the world, defeat evil and rebellion among the nations. Now Psalm 2 concludes by saying that all those who take refuge in the messianic king will be blessed. Precisely the word used to open Psalm 1. And so together, these two poems tell us that the book of Psalms is designed to be the prayer book of God's people as they strive to be faithful to the commands of the Torah as they hope and wait for the future messianic kingdom. Now, with these two themes introduced, we can start to see how the smaller books have been designed as well around these two ideas. So, for example, book 1 has right at the center a collection of poems, Psalms 15 through 24, that opens and closes with a call to covenant faithfulness. And then, Psalm 16 to 18, we find a depiction of David as a model of this kind of faithfulness. So he calls out to God to deliver him, and God elevates him as king. Now, in the corresponding set of poems, Psalms 20 to 23, the David of the past has become an image of the messianic king of the future, who will also call out to God. He will be delivered and then given a kingdom over the nations. And then right at the center of this collection is a poem, Psalm 19, dedicated to praising God for the Torah. So here we go. The two themes from Psalms 1 and 2 are bound together tightly here. Book 2 opens with two poems that are united in their hope for a future return to the temple in Zion. And this is an image closely associated with the hope of the Messianic kingdom. Then Book 2 closes with a poem that depicts the future reign of the Messianic king over all of the nation. This poem's really amazing because it echoes all these other passages from the prophets about the Messianic kingdom. And it concludes by saying that this king's reign will bring about the fulfillment of God's ancient promise to Abraham to bring God's blessing to all of the nations. Book 3 also concludes with a poem reflecting on God's promise to David, but this time in light of Israel's exile. So the poet remembers how God said he would never abandon the line of David. But now he's looking at Israel's rebellion and its result in destruction and exile and the downfall of the line of David. And so the poet ends by asking God to never forget his promise to David. Book 4 is designed to respond to this crisis of exile. So the opening poem returns us back to Israel's roots with a prayer of Moses. And he does what he did on Mount Sinai after the golden calf incident, which is to call upon God to show mercy. The center of Book 4 is dominated by a group of poems that announce that the Lord, the God of Israel, reigns as the true king of the world, and that all creation, trees, mountains, rivers, are all summoned to celebrate that future day when God will bring his justice and kingdom over all the world. Book 5 opens with a series of poems that affirm that God hears the cries of his people and will one day send the future king to defeat evil and bring God's kingdom. This book...
All right. So that's just another clip from the Bible Project. Ese es otro video del proyecto de la Biblia. And it's okay if, you know, you're trying to catch up there. The whole video, we've been watching it throughout this whole month of June. Hemos estado viendo el video durante el mes entero. And it's really just an introduction to the Psalms, what they are, why they matter, and how exactly to read them as well. Esas introducciones se encuentran en ese proyecto de la Biblia. But let's go ahead together and open up Psalm 23. Vamos a abrir Salmo 23 juntos como una comunidad. So let's go ahead and read the Word of God and reflect on the Word of God. Salmo 23. I'll read for us first in Spanish and then in English. We will read the psalm. Vamos a leer juntos Salmo 23. Primero lo leo en español y después en inglés. Salmo 23. El Señor es mi pastor. Nada me falta. En verdes pastos me hace descansar. Junto a tranquilas aguas me conduce. Me infunde nuevas fuerzas. Me guía por sendas de justicia, por amor a su nombre. Aun si voy por valles tenebrosos, no temo peligro alguno, porque tú estás a mi lado. Tu vara de pastor me reconforta, dispones ante mí un banquete en presencia de mis enemigos. Has ungido con perfume mi cabeza, has llenado mi copa a rebosar. La bondad y el amor me seguirán todos los días de mi vida. Y en la casa del Señor habitaré para siempre. Amen. Let's hear now with open ears and open hearts from God's Word in Psalm 23, beginning at verse 1. Psalm 23, verse 1, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. So the Psalms, as we've talked about the past couple of weeks, are not the kind of book that you simply read once, then check off your list and put it away. The Psalms are actually designed, as the videos have been telling us, they're designed for a lifetime of reading, for a lifetime of rereading. The Psalms actually invite us to reread them over and over and over again. The Psalms invite us to make these prayers to become our own. Again, the Psalms are full of prayers, but also of poems and praises. Los Salmos nos invitan a orar y también a entrar a la presencia de Dios. The Psalms invite us to, once again, make these prayers and these songs our own. These are poems and praises written for people like you and me. People learning to live by God's justice, by God's wisdom, and by God's reality here in the world, here and now, just as we are. Los salmos nos dan, nos guían en esta vida ahora mismo. So, as we've been establishing together, and together as a community, we've been reading a psalm a day. It's to remind us that in those times when we have no words, in those seasons where we only have tears or confusion or unanswered questions, there is one thing that we have and one thing that we can hold on to. We have the Psalms. We have access to the heart and the mind of God and the promises of God. We can pray the Psalms and we can live the Psalms. When we are speechless, when we have no words, the Psalms give us words for how to pray and how to enter in to the presence of God. Los Salmos nos enseñan cómo orar y cómo entrar a la presencia de Dios. So the Psalms are God's songbook. They are in fact the original praise songs for the people of God. You know, before there were many of these current worship songs, there were hymns. And before there were hymns, the people of God sang the Psalms throughout many, many centuries. They are the original prayer book for those seeking after God. So, as we concluded last week, how can the Psalms actually become a part of us? ¿Cómo es que los Salmos pueden ser parte de nuestra vida, parte de quién somos? That the Psalms would become so implanted in us, that they would become so ingrained in us, that we would be a people that learns to bleed the Psalms. When this life, when people, when circumstances that are completely out of our control, when they come pressing down on us, may we as God's people be so drenched in the Psalms that they are what we bleed. How can we learn to be drenched in the Psalms, to bleed the Psalms? So much to the point that when life hits us, we don't have to react. We can respond. We can respond when life hits us. We can respond and say, to life on life's terms, we can say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Cuando la vida nos impacta, podemos responder a la vida con los salmos y con las promesas de los salmos. So as we've established, the Psalms are God's songbook. So at the heart of the Bible, right in the middle of the entire Bible, is this book that is the longest and has the most chapters, is the Psalms. As we've talked, you can probably open up your Bible and randomly open it to the middle, and more likely than not, you will be opening up to the Psalms. So at the heart of the Bible, we find the heart of God in the Psalms. So in June, we're taking that time to simply rest in the Psalms, to simply dwell in the Psalms. Por eso en junio estamos tomando el tiempo para encontrar reposo en los Salmos. To become refreshed, to have the Psalms become such an ingrained part of us. You know, Psalm 23 in particular has really impacted the people of God throughout history and throughout the world. Salmo 23 ha impactado al pueblo de Dios por toda la historia. And in fact, many of the songs that are even written in contemporary day, you can still see how influenced they are by Psalm 23. One of my favorite current worship artists and poets is actually someone that's not that famous. It's actually a singer-songwriter. Her name is Audrey Assad. And she has gone through just an incredible faith journey of leaving faith and coming back to faith. And in her songs and her poems, she actually talks about what that journey has been like for her. And she actually wrote a song called I Shall Not Want. And it's based on Psalm 23. In the version we read here, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. But in the King James Version, one of those original English versions, it actually says the more familiar phrase that maybe many of us are aware of. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And so Audrey Assad wrote this song entitled, I Shall Not Want. And this is how the Psalms continue to inspire even today. So just listen to some of the songs, to some of the lines in Audrey Assad's song entitled, I Shall Not Want. She says this, Lord, from the love of my own comfort, from the fear of having nothing, from a life of worldly passions, deliver me, O God, from the need to be understood and from the need to be accepted, from the fear of being lonely, deliver me, O God, and I shall not want. No, I shall not want. When I taste your goodness, I shall not want. From the fear of serving others, from the fear of death or trial, from the fear of humility, deliver me, O God, deliver me, and I shall not want. No, I shall not want. When I taste your goodness, I shall not want. So Psalm 23 continues to be alive even here and now. And one of my favorite worship genres is actually a type of worship called spirituals, African-American spirituals. These were songs that African-American slaves sang up to God for deliverance, for freedom, for strength. And one song that was deeply impacted and inspired by Psalm 23 was an old African-American spiritual entitled Jesus Leads Me All the Way. And it just simply repeats that over and over again. Jesus leads me all the way. And what is that talking about? It's remembering Psalm 23. That the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me. How can Jesus lead you today? How can you actually hold on and live this psalm today? Where you can say, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Or I shall not want. What does that look like for you in this season today?
¿Cómo podemos practicar y vivir Salmo 23 ahora mismo?
And you know, this idea of being inspired by the Psalms, being encouraged by the Psalms, and living the Psalms, this is not just a new idea that we're coming up with. This is something that the people of God have done throughout centuries and throughout history and throughout the world. And we can even see that that was the direction to the early churches. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 5:19, he actually says this. He suggests and he leads, he commands the early Christian congregations to do this. He says, speak to one another with psalms. Speak to one another with psalms, with hymns, and with songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. So the Psalms invite us to connect to the heart of God. So we're called to do that, to sing songs from the heart, and to use language of the heart as we connect with the living God. We don't need to wear masks. We don't need to pretend. But we can come before a true God with our true selves. That's what Psalm 23 invites us into. Together, we're learning. None of us are perfect, but we're learning. We're learning what it means to sing, pray, and live the Psalms.
Estamos aprendiendo juntos cómo podemos vivir los Salmos.
And today I actually want to introduce us very briefly, and we're going to try this together, and I'm glad that we're a more intimate group today because we can actually practice this together. But I'm going to introduce us to a very ancient form of reading Scripture. And of meditating on the Word of God. And that's actually an exercise called Lectio Divina. That's really meant so much to me in my life, in studying the Scriptures and in reading the Bible. But Lectio Divina is an exercise that actually invites us to go deeper, to actually enter in to the Scriptures. And there are five steps to this. You know, the five steps have some ancient names, but I've changed the names just so that we understand in our current context what those five steps are. But really, how we can enter into and live the Word of God, it all begins with that first step of reflection, where we ask ourselves, what does this Scripture say that everyone should understand? And then the second step is meditation, where we ask ourselves, what does the Scripture say to me today and to my life? And then the third step is response. Remember, the Word of God is living. It asks us to respond as well. And in response, we ask ourselves the question, what can I say to the Lord in response to His Word? Then the fourth step is transformation, where we ask ourselves, what is God calling me to change? How can this Scripture call me to change my mind, to change my heart, to change my life? What is the Lord asking of me here? And then the fifth step is fruit. Not just results, but fruit, where we ask ourselves, how may my life, because of this passage, because of this word, how may my life be a blessing to God and to others? So again, just to repeat this for us, and you can go ahead and write it down in your notes, in your journal, if you have the bulletin notes, or in your notes app in your phone, or in your application or your device. But really, these are the five steps to drawing near and to learning not only to read the Psalms or the Word of God. This applies to all Scripture as well, but to live the Word of God as well. It begins with that first step of reflection, where we ask ourselves, what does this Scripture say that everyone should understand? And then the second step is meditation. What does this Scripture say to me today and to my life? The third step is response. What can I say to the Lord in response to His Word? The fourth step is transformation. What change of the mind, of my heart, or life is the Lord asking of me? And the fifth step is fruit. How may my life be a blessing to God and to others?